SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia mengatakan kasus virus corona telah meningkat 3 kali lipat di seluruh Eropa baru-baru ini, terhitung hampir setengah dari semua infeksi secara global. Tingkat rawat inap di wilayah itu juga meningkat 2 kali lipat. Para ilmuwan mengatakan semua itu disebabkan oleh varian Omicron yang baru yang menyebar di daerah tersebut. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Omoh Bello untuk SBS News. Para ilmuwan bereaksi terhadap peningkatan mendadak varian COVID-19 baru karena menunjukkan kemampuan luar biasa untuk menghindari perlindungan yang telah diberikan oleh vaksinasi. Varian Omicron baru BA4 dan BA5 yang tampaknya memiliki gejala yang lebih ringan daripada Alpha dan Delta masih menjadi sumber kekhawatiran bagi negara-negara seperti Amerika Serikat di mana infeksi masih terus meningkat. BA5 sekarang menyumbangkan 65% kasus di Amerika Serikat dan BA4 menyumbangkan 16% lainnya. Seorang profesor sekolah kedokteran dari University of East Anglia, Paul Hunter, mengatakan bahwa BA5 juga merupakan jenis virus corona yang dominan di seluruh dunia saat ini.
It was first described in South Africa. Whether it came from South Africa or somewhere else in Africa is, I don't think we're sure. There's another. It appeared with another one called BA.4. So both of these variants have been spreading, and pretty much they've spread globally. And I think BA.5 is now the dominant variant across certainly most, if not all, of European countries.
Virus tersebut juga baru-baru ini meningkatkan penerimaan dan kematian di rumah sakit di berbagai negara bagian di lokalitas di Amerika Serikat dan telah mendorong pihak berwenang untuk mempertimbangkan kembali tanggapan mereka. Direktur Kesehatan di Los Angeles, Barbara Ferrer, memperingatkan awal bulan ini bahwa jika tren masuk rumah sakit saat ini bertahan hingga bulan depan, masker akan diwajibkan kembali. Seorang profesor epidemiologi penyakit menular di University of Edinburgh, Mark Woolhouse, mengatakan meskipun gejala varian baru ini tidak tampak parah, penting untuk tetap waspada karena sangat menular.
They're highly transmissible. This is one of their defining characteristics. They're highly transmissible and they're also able to evade the immune responses we already have, whether it's due to the vaccines or to our exposure to previous variants. So no, they are absolutely a concern around the whole world.
Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia telah menyarankan bahwa varian Omicron BA5 menyebabkan gelombang penyakit baru di seluruh Eropa dan mengatakan infeksi berulang berpotensi menyebabkan COVID yang berkepanjangan. Badan Perserikatan Bangsa-Bangsa melaporkan bahwa 53 negara di kawasan Eropa mencatat hampir 3 juta infeksi virus corona baru pekan lalu dan mengatakan virus itu telah membunuh sekitar 3.000 orang setiap minggu. Hal ini menyarankan orang dewasa di atas usia 50 tahun yang memiliki sistem kekebalan yang terganggu harus mendapatkan dosis kedua booster. Ini juga menyarankan memakai masker di dalam ruangan dan transportasi umum, serta meningkatkan ventilasi di ruang tertutup. Woodhouse mengatakan sangat penting bagi orang-orang di negara Inggris untuk tidak menganggap COVID-19 ini sebagai virus musim dingin saja.
One thing for the UK I think we need to emphasize is that it's becoming very clear that COVID-19 is not just a winter disease. It's not just something that we have to worry about in the winter months. This is the second summer in a row where we've had a major wave of a new COVID variant in the UK in the summer.
Profesor Paul Hunter mengklaim peningkatan kasus rumah sakit adalah akibat dari orang yang tidak mengetahui bahwa mereka terinfeksi oleh jenis COVID baru ini.
And of those people testing positive, many of them, of the majority of them, would not actually know they'd had COVID. They wouldn't. they wouldn't have gone for a test. They might not have even been symptomatic. And so at the moment, we are probably only picking up about 1 in 20 infections, whereas most of the epidemic we've picked up between 1 in 2 and 1 in 3 infection.
Ia menegaskan bahwa angka COVID baru-baru ini menunjukkan bahwa lonjakan yang didorong oleh varian BA5 sangat memuncak.
The highest number was about 2,000 new infections in hospital. And that compares to the peak last year of about 35 to 40,000 infections, admissions in a single day. But the interesting thing that's happened recently is that whereas a year ago, pretty much every person who was admitted to hospital who were positive for COVID were admitted because of COVID. Now, when you look at the proportion of people in hospital that are positive for COVID, that are there because they've got COVID, it's only about a third.
Sementara itu, Mark Woolhouse menyatakan bahwa data saat ini tidak dapat dibandingkan dengan COVID-19 pada puncaknya.
This is far, far lower than it has been in the past. The peaks in early 2020 and early 2021 were far, far higher. So the numbers are relatively low, but of course they are having knock-on effects for the management of patients in hospital. And as we're probably all aware, there's an awful lot of cases in the community at the moment, and that is affecting hospital staff no less than it is anywhere else.
Sementara itu, Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia telah menemukan subvarian lain dari Omicron yang disebut BA2.75 yang ditemukan di India awal tahun ini. Namun, kedua ilmuwan, Woolhouse dan Hunter, percaya masih terlalu dini untuk memberikan penilaian pada varian baru tersebut. Woolhouse mengatakan lebih banyak waktu harus diberikan untuk penilaian itu.
We haven't known about this variant for that long. It's come to our attention because it's increasing in numbers and it's been flagged as a variant of interest rather than necessarily a variant of concern right at this point. But obviously if it increases in frequency further and we find that it is associated with people going to hospital and perhaps dying, then that will be revised. All of these things do take a little bit of a time to establish.
Kedua ilmuwan itu mengatakan bahwa tampaknya varian baru itu tidak berbeda banyak secara signifikan dari varian sebelumnya. Namun mereka memperingatkan bahwa orang-orang harus berhati-hati karena varian itu dapat menyebar dengan luas.
Lineage is BA.2.75. It doesn't as yet appear to be any more lethal than any of the previous waves and seems, touch wood, to be following the pattern that we've seen this year, that each subsequent wave actually is less lethal and less harmful than the previous wave. And I hope that continues, although there is no absolute guarantee that would be the case.
Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai varian baru dari Omicron yang disusun oleh Omoh Bello untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.